Good morning, podcast. Good morning, YouTube. And today is the continuing series of my interviews with tax professionals, experts, and financial professionals. And today I got a very special interview, Elizabeth Samaniego, who is my wife. And we're actually here at the Dana in Mission Beach, decided to come down here to do this interview. And I'm really excited to kind of share our experiences in our relationship, the tax problems that I faced. And I kind of wanted to get Elizabeth's insight in regards to everything that's happened over the previous years here. So welcome to the podcast, Liz.
Thank you so much, Carlos.
So let's just start, Liz. You know, one of the reasons I really wanted to interview you is because as a lot of my listeners know, a lot of my readers have heard in the past, that when I met you originally, 17 years ago, I had tax problems. And I kind of wanted to get the insight of a spouse that kind of marries into a relationship that has tax problems. Because, you know, one of the things I'm seeing a lot, especially right now, is a lot of spouses calling me that, you know, the relationship that they got into had tax problems and things like that. So let's just kind of go there. You know, first, let's just start what we met. Actually, at the time, it was back in
2003, we met.
Yeah. And I was in the real estate business. And we, for a lot of you guys that don't know, that's how we actually met. Liz was looking for a house, looking to buy a house in the Redlands area, and I was actually a mortgage officer during the time. And long story short, somebody, a friend of mine introduced us as clients, as a potential client to me, and I ended up trying to qualify her for a loan, correct?
That's right. But in the end, I went with somebody else.
Yeah. The funniest part about this whole thing is that we actually, as I got to know her going through this qualification process for her to buy a house, I became very interested in her as an individual. And
same here.
Likewise. So I decided, instead of taking taking the commission on the loan, I decided to ask you out on a date. And a few years later, we ended up getting married.
And it worked out just perfectly.
Worked out perfectly. But not necessarily perfectly in a lot of ways, because when we had started dating and obviously got engaged, we ended up getting married. You know, we were engaged for a couple of years. I ended up coming to you to tell you that I had some issues going on, correct?
That's right. I was totally, I don't know about blindsided, but I just felt like, what? You mean we have problems? I didn't know this. It was scary. We were trying to figure out the solution because we wanted to, you know, not have this linger and just be on our backs. I mean, it was really, really scary. I didn't know if they're going to take money out of our bank accounts, what could happen. And so we kind of just were on the search of the right person to figure this out, for help us out.
Yeah, in fact, what a lot of people don't, when I had gotten married, obviously I knew I had this issue, and my issue at the time was I hadn't filed taxes in over 8 years. You know, it was a bad decision I made back in my 20s in regards to just not filing taxes. And then I knew going into relationships, and a lot of times people say, well, why didn't you tell your wife? And a lot of people could probably understand this. It's like, tell my wife or tell my at the time girlfriend, fiance, then eventually wife. You're like, well, if I tell her this problem, is she going to leave me? Is she going to not want to be? So I can understand why a lot of individuals kind of almost keep it as a secret, because here you are in love, infatuated, you completely want to be with this person, but if I tell them this, they might just leave me. So that's kind of one of the reasons, and I can understand if you're listening to this podcast and you're going through something like this, why something like that, you're not going to run out and tell somebody. But here's one thing I did know I had to get the problem resolved, because I knew that problem wasn't going to go away. Remember, I think when we got married, what was I, 37?
Yeah.
I was in my late 30s. So, and I had done this 8 years of non-filing back in my 20s. And the thing is that, you know, a lot of people you need to understand is that the tax problems will never go away.
Right.
They just start, they just compound and compound and compound. So, as Liz had mentioned, I actually, when I came to her to tell her that, I had already started looking for somebody to help me with my tax problems. So when I came to her and told her specifically that, Liz, here's the problem that's going on, I didn't just come with her with the problem. I also came with her the possible solution. And at that time, I introduced you to Ernie, correct?
Right,
yep. So
that was back in, I think, what, 2008?
Right around there, yeah.
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 Just,
it was funny because prior to this interview, we were actually talking about, you know, 2008 was kind of, you know, for most people that lived during the 2008 financial crisis, it was a rough time, huh?
Very, very rough time for us financially.
Yeah, by that time the real estate industry had crashed and I was in the real estate industry.
Yeah, and things weren't going like they were the previous years, so it was scary. It was really, really scary trying to figure this out and knowing where we were going to get the money to pay for this. How are we going to do it?
Yeah, because, you know, dealing with big tax problems, and you guys are listening on here, it's not cheap. It's not. You know what? But also the tax problem that you're dealing with is also not cheap. In fact, it can end up turning into hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's just from a financial standpoint. It can end up ruining your relationship with your current spouse, ruining your relationship with your family. It could be, I mean, there's just so many things that it can actually ruin. So when you actually look at the cost of solving the problem compared to the cost of all the problems that you're dealing with, is pretty scary, huh?
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah. I mean, again, during that time, we were struggling a lot. Things, the deals weren't happening like they were before. So we just, we figured it out. I mean, you're always gonna figure out a way to do it. I mean, because otherwise, they're gonna get you.
Right, right. You know, and you know, the best feeling in the world, I always tell people, and I tell my clients when they come in, the best feeling in the world was that day I had met Ernie and I sat down with him and I told him everything that had happened.
Right.
And typically that's the very first time somebody with tax problems ever really kind of talks to somebody. You know, I talk about it in my book that most people, when they have tax problems, tax issues, financial issues, it's not something that you run and tell your family about. You don't want to tell your family. Most people don't tell their friends about it. You know, so when they come and talk to me, it's the first time they've kind of let it out. And usually that best feeling in the world is when they know, okay, Carlos or the tax professional that you're going to use is here to help me and here to prevent bad things from happening. And I know you've actually heard of quite a few times when I'm talking to somebody. Sometimes you actually have people cry at the end of that interview because, you know, they've been ignoring this problem, and now they're finally going to get something done.
And that's the best feeling too. Actually, my feeling was after I knew Ernie was going to help us and handle everything, it was like, okay, I think that was probably the best night of sleep we ever had because we knew that, you know what, everything's going to be okay. And the same thing when you bring clients into your office, or sometimes I'm there, or you're on the phone with them, and I'm there working, and I hear them, and I hear their struggle, and scared, and like sometimes they're crying, but then by the end of the call or the visit, they're just like, thank you so much. I mean, they just feel like this weight is lifted off of their shoulders, and again, they're just happy that everything is being taken care of, and that they're not having to deal with it anymore, and it's you taking responsibility now to figure out the perfect solution for them and the way that it's going to work out for them the best.
And what Liz is kind of mentioning is that once I get involved and I sign that power of attorney, is that once I sign that power of attorney, you don't have to deal with the IRS anymore. You don't have to take their phone calls. You don't have to do any of that. I actually deal with that because I recently was just listening to a call, and they said the number one fear in this world above death not is public speaking, but number two is having to deal with the IRS, which is kind of scary. Most people would much rather die than deal with the IRS or public speak. So the beauty behind once I get involved is I'm the one that picks up the phone and calls them and deals with them. You know, and I was talking to you yesterday. We were having a cup of coffee, and I told Liz, I said, you know what, the IRS is literally getting ready to turn on massive collections. Literally, if you're listening to this, and this is, I think, June 11th today. Today's June 11th here. The IRS has announced that they are turning on active collections. That means the IRS is going to be doing levies and bank garnishments. And they have not been doing that since March of last year. They pretty much kind of stopped because of COVID. They wanted everybody to get the ability to kind of get on their feet. But now they've said no more. We're coming after you. So if you were somebody that, you know, either it was you that had a tax problem, Liz, or somebody that you knew, what would you suggest to them, advice you would give them?
Don't wait anymore. Just get it handled, because the letters are going to be coming. They're not going to stop. Your bank account might be levied. I mean, you just do not, your wages might be garnished. You just don't want to get to that point. It's better to just deal with it head on and just find the solution. Find the right person that can help you, that can, you know, set up the right plan for you to be able to take care of your tax problems and be compliant. And then, you know what, just moving forward, you will feel so much more relieved, and it's just the greatest feeling to be able to do that. So find that right tax enrolled agent or person that's going to help you, and that's my best advice. Just don't keep shoving those letters in the trash can or the drawer or whatever you're doing anymore, because
yeah, Liz,
just deal with it.
she just brought up a good point. A lot of times when clients come in, they have not opened up any letters from the IRS. They usually have, you know, 20, 30 letters, unopened letters from the IRS. They haven't opened. And I tell people the most important thing you could do is open up those letters, because a lot of times within those letters, there are rights, time frames that they're giving you to prevent any type of bank levy or levy action to happen. So if you're afraid to open up those letters, you can always, you know, book an appointment with me specifically, and I'll help you open up those IRS letters, because I want to go through them individually to see what's going on and what's happening. You know, one of the big tips, if you're listening to this call and if you haven't gotten my book, taxdebtbook.com, I wrote a book called How to Make the IRS an Offer you Can't Refuse. And I'm giving away that book. You can go to Amazon and pay for it. I'd appreciate it if you paid for it, but you don't have to. If you just go to taxdebtbook.com, you can actually get that free book delivered directly to your email today. And for those of you guys that are really good at following directions and how-tos, there's some specific directions on how to solve tax problems. But if you don't want to deal with the IRS, obviously you can always, call our office, book an appointment. I do free consults, initial consults, to see kind of if I'm able to help you, one. Two, if I have the availability to help you. And something, Liz, and we've actually talked about this, is that I think that my ability to help a certain amount of people on a monthly basis is going to start to become limited, because there are going to be so many letters, levies, and actions going on. There's just no way I'm going to be able to handle the amount of people. And as I told you, I think it was last month, we had almost 90 people call our office that wanted help to solve tax problems. So, you know what? Don't delay. Pick up the book if you can. And, I'm here to help you. And again, go to freetaxdebtbook.com. And with that, Liz, any final questions? Any final
questions? No, just this was a long time coming interview. It's first time, but I'm so glad that we did it. I hope that anybody that's listening to this, you reach out to Carlos, talk to him. Again, it's a free consultation, and see if he can help you guys out. You know, we'd love to do whatever we can and give you the feeling that we had many years ago, to just have that relief and know that everything's going to be okay.
thanks, Liz. I appreciate it. I call you Liz. I should just say thanks, babe, for doing this interview. And again, if you're watching this on video, I truly appreciate you taking the time to watch this video. And just know we're real people that had real tax problems, solved those tax problems, and now I actually help individuals that have tax problems. So for today's podcast and YouTube, thanks again. Bye-bye.